98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint news conference with Britain's Prime Minister at the White House, President Trump says talks were productive and focused on trade and ending the war in Ukraine. The president says they're moving closer to a peace deal for Ukraine and backs NATO's Article 5, which states an attack on one ally is an attack on all. Trump says he believes that Russia's leader will keep to a deal.
I support it. I don't think we're going to have any reason for it. I think we're going to have a very successful peace. And I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace. And I think it's going to happen hopefully quickly.
Ukraine's leader will be at the White House tomorrow. Federal workers are bracing for more layoffs. The Trump administration cuts already impacting the IRS, and the EPA could be next. Police in New Mexico say they're investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their dogs at their home near Santa Fe. Authorities say both appeared to be dead for some time. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline for taking down your ice shanty is rapidly approaching. The Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, from Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 is March 16th. For those of us south of Highway 64, the deadline is March 2nd. But remember, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties. Once again, that deadline for those of us north of Highway 64 is March 16th, and those of us south of 64, it's March 2nd. We'd also like to provide you with a notice that the Iron County ATV, UTV, and snowmobile trail systems will be closing due to rapidly deteriorating conditions. That closure is in effect today at 6 a.m. on Thursday, February 27th. If significant snowfall arrives in the future, the potential to reopen will be evaluated, but as of right now, those trails are closed. March 15th at 10 a.m. over at Four Seasons Hospitality Center in Phillips, the Bryce County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to hear Matt Wilkinson, who is a master's student at Stevens Point, speak on evaluating shifts in the fish community in northern Wisconsin lakes. The Bryce County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow has been able to introduce a walleye wagon to Solberg Lake. They have been able to release 1.6 million walleye fry into the lake, and will continue this project for the next 2 years. Connors Lake is also hoping to start a walleye wagon on their lake in the near future. Everyone is welcome to this talk. Once again, this is taking place March 15th at 10 a.m. over at 165 County Highway F in Phillips. They claim it's the largest Flag Day parade in the country, and it's right here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has information on how to get involved.
The largest Flag Day parade in the country with over 50,000 spectators will take place in Appleton on Saturday, June 14th. The City of Appleton Parades Committee is now accepting applications for the 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade. It's also accepting applications for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th. The deadline to apply to be in either parade is April 15th. See the story at civicmedia.us for information and links.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just being inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how they're pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low close to 30 and becoming breezy. Wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts higher than 40 miles an hour at times, maybe a rain or snow shower, highs near 40, then falling temps in the afternoon. Cooler for the weekend, currently 35 degrees.
98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Tim McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows, 98Q Country. Gray here with you till 7 o'clock today, starting off five in a row in the 4 o'clock hour after top of the hour news, weather, and sports. This one from K&B Refrigeration of Medford, or find them inside Kent's Carpet Center of Phillips. That's where I'm going to go when I need to replace my fridge here soon. We accidentally bumped into it really hard with a solid object, and there's a crack where you don't want a crack in your fridge. It was old, though it's worked well. It's been due for a replacement. I'm going to K&B Refrigeration. Seriously, you might catch me inside Kent's Carpet Center, their appliance outlet in Phillips. K&B handles all of your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. Check them out in Medford or inside Kent's Carpet Center. I've got Dierks Bentley right now with I Hold on 98Q Country before we talk football after four more country songs. Toby Keith, John Morgan, and Colin Ray after Dierks Bentley.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. Tell you something, I hold on, I hold on, can you hear me, baby? I hold on.
Country. We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers. We got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. Place.
walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep in better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
check it out.
At the bonfire. Bonfire. The parking lot. Parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Like she said, it took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map.
Little Red Rodeo, following up John Morgan with Friends Like That. Toby Keith, Dirk Bentley, and who? Tim McGraw started that one. Whoops, I was looking at the wrong spot in the list. Either way, it was still five in a row, whether I can read or not. Thankfully, I can read, though. Oh my gosh. Uh-oh. It's not far enough into my shift yet to be falling apart like this. If you've... be on alert. I might need an assist to finish the afternoon show today. Joel, if you've tuned in, I'm sorry. I might need a hand. Anyway, less than a month to go until the NFL draft is held in Green Bay, of all places. Teams have about a week left right now to use their franchise tags. Each team has one franchise tag to use each season, which is basically a ball and chain they can use to lock down one player and stop them from negotiating with other teams. It's only good for a one-year contract. Using the tag means that the player in question will be paid one of two numbers, either the average of the top five salaries in the league at their position specifically over the last 5 years, or 120% of that player's most recent annual salary, whichever number is higher. I'll save you some clickbait. If you see any articles about the Packers potentially tagging somebody, We're not likely to use the tag this year. None of the pending free agents are that kind of irreplaceable that we'd want to suddenly pay them that much more. We have better leverage than that in all of the contract negotiations we're likely to have this offseason. That said, surprise tags are kind of a thing. Only the Chiefs have used their tag as of this exact moment, but T. Higgins of the Bengals stands alone atop the list of most likely candidates. It would be the second consecutive tag for Higgins if the Bengals do it to him again, and it would mean the Packers are without the chance to negotiate with the player for one of the top wide receiver free agents available. We could still ask the team if they'd be willing to play ball, but it's less likely, otherwise they wouldn't have tagged him in the first place. Which, again, Higgins not tagged yet. There's a lot of talk about Sam Darnold getting tagged lately, which is an example of another use for the franchise tag. It allows the team to provide themselves a safety net at a fixed price. That price is not cheap in the case of a quarterback. Remember, top five salary over the last 5 years at the position. But we'll circle back and talk about tagging Darnold. Why not? Some fun details about the idea. That'll be up next on WCQM after bottom of the hour weather and 4 country songs in a row. Up next, after this.
98Q Country.
There are some new names and one major milestone in this Saturday's Xfinity Series field. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
41 drivers will attempt to qualify for this Saturday's Focused Health 250 at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. There will be some unfamiliar names to the series in the field, including Canadian road racing ace and former series regular Alex LeBay, 2024 Truck Series COTA winner Corey Heim, and Cup stars Ross Chastain, Carson Hocevar, Riley Herbst, and William Byron. Saturday's field will also include independent campaigner Jeremy Clements, who will make his 500th series start. He is the fourth driver in series history to hit that milestone, joining the likes of Kenny Wallace, Jeff Green, and Jason Keller. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once,
Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low close to 30 and becoming breezy. Wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts higher than 40 miles an hour at times, maybe a rain or snow shower, highs near 40, then falling temps in the afternoon. Cooler for the weekend. Currently 35 degrees.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling.
Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gas.
Thank you.
You play everything I love. Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton.
Say what you do, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
Keep it coming, baby.
98 Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fitting in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out. Like honey, so thick and so sweet. Man. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I got brains in
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. Five in a row finished up yet again here on 98Q Country. Started with Zach Brown Band, Lady Wilson, Winona. And that was Sam Hunt. Actually, four in a row. Can't count, can't read, can't talk. Thankfully, I can still play you some country music. We are still talking football, though, to finish off the 4 o'clock hour until top of the hour news, weather, and sports at 5. Early in January already, Nate Davis of USA Today broke down the options that the Vikings have in regard to quarterback Sam Darnold, who finished the strongest year of his career with a total flop in the playoffs. I wanted to share the options that the team has with you because everyone involved is in an interesting spot. There are really only so many ways that the situation could shake out, but there's a lot of variety among those ways. Letting Darnold find a new contract with a new team is entirely possible, but that leaves the Vikings with last year's talented rookie who never saw the regular season in J.J. McCarthy and Daniel Jones, who came over from the Giants after 6 years starting. McCarthy is promising, but basically entirely unknown. And while experienced, Daniel Jones never put it together as a starter in New York, or he'd still have that job. Frankly, that he held it for 6 years was questionable at best. This makes Darnold a bit more of an attractive option to keep, given the relative lack of quarterback prospects in this year's draft. Extending Darnold would certainly cost more than the $10 million one-year contract that brought him to Minnesota, which is ending in a couple weeks. But a one-year prove-it deal might be worth it for both sides to avoid the chaos that they both might experience if they split. The last option would be to franchise tag him, which has some interesting benefits for all sides. First of all, Sam Darnold gets the best payday he's ever seen at something like $40 million a year. Second of all, that $40 million would make this coming season a solid price tag for the quarterback position for the type of play that he put up last year. Yeah, really, we're kind of at the point where 40 mil for a Sam Darnold type of quarterback, if he can maintain that, is more reasonable than it's ever been. The tag could also incite a bidding war between teams interested in Sam Darnold who are still allowed to negotiate with the team for a trade after the tag. They could basically come begging, but unless the team's willing to match offers, and it gets a little complicated, but the team holds all the cards at that point. And as Davis's article points out, tagging Darnold would be expensive, but it's also a relatively low-risk, short-term guarantee for the Vikings, and guarantees are hard to come by in the NFL, to say the least. Say they tag Sam Darnold, and J.J. McCarthy comes along quickly. Well, now, Sam Darnold is trade capital in deals with teams that have injured or underperforming quarterbacks near the trade deadline when the price gets driven up quickly. Honestly, no matter what happens, the Vikings look poised to create a winning situation for all involved as long as they play it smart, which they will. That's enough football for today, though. We must discuss what today is all about. Or, wait, no, we did that in the 3 o'clock hour. Hold on, I've got my whole day turnaround. I've got country music for you right now. Find out what's coming on WCQM about the same time I do. As it happens, we're 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today. Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time I do, I find I wanna make. why do I fight? I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find.
Whiskey that we're gonna raise them up. Raise them up. You got a voice, you got a choice. Go make some noise. Don't ever let them tell you who you are. Raise them up. Fist black and blue. Fight for the truth. It's what you do. Hand on your heart for the stripes and stars. Black umbrellas in the pouring rain. A Sunday morning coming down, amazing grace. Lift those tear-filled eyes up to the sky. As the flag flies, say goodbye tonight. Take her by the hand, make a stand, buy some land, make some love, and them babies come. Raise them up. Raise them up. Yeah. Raise them up trophy high, raise them up to the sky. Raise them up, show everybody that newborn smile. Raise them up tall and strong. Raise them up right from wrong. Raise them up so damn high they can hear God singing along.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Today, President Trump and Britain's Prime Minister held talks at the White House, and those talks centered on tariffs and finding common ground to help end the Russia's war in Ukraine. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
The Prime Minister is now the second European leader just this week to come visit President Trump to make their case in person for why they believe it is so important that the U.S. continue to support Ukraine. Of course, we saw the French President Macron here earlier this week, though it certainly feels like it was longer ago than then. All of this leading up to this meeting tomorrow morning with Zelensky.
More layoffs expected across federal agencies. The Trump administration signaling the EPA could cut its workforce by 65%. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital, still battling double pneumonia. Today, the Vatican says his health continues to improve. Police in New Mexico investigating the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. Both were found in different rooms in their New Mexico home. Gene Hackman was 95. This is ABC News.
At Redman Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redman Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.